Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we are joined right now by Dr. Will Aguila. Hello, Dr. A. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Now, you wrote a book called Why I Don't Lose Weight, and it's an easy-to-understand guide to identifying and overcoming the root causes that keep you trapped in an emotional eating cycle. So why do so many people fail at dieting?
Well, as a reformed binge eater myself, I can tell you it's really tough to go from diet to diet to diet. And what I found is that it wasn't just about the overeating. It's about the reasons why you overeat in the first place. And that's why I wrote a whole book on that. I'm also a bariatric surgeon. I operate on people that are obese or have a lot of weight to lose. And even that's not enough. You have to understand the triggers that put you there. And those triggers are usually one or two major life-changing events that create a chronic anxiety that leads to depression. Then that leads us to overeat and medicate ourselves with food, because it gives those feel-good hormones in the brains a go up there. And then guilt sets in. And as that guilt sets in, guess what? More anxiety adds to what you already have, more depression, and you eat more. And this cycle goes on and on and on. And it isn't until you break that whole cycle that you're actually going to keep the weight off. So you can treat the overeating part, right? That's really important. But if you don't deal with the triggers and the reasons that you got there in the first place, you're bound to repeat it.
We tend to think of food as just our fuel. We don't think about it in terms of levels of relationships, that there are so many levels. Why is it so difficult to break our relationship with food?
Because you may not think of food as having a relationship with it, but a lot of people do. And it comforts you so much, and it almost becomes like a family friend, somebody is there when you need them, somebody that comforts you. So if you look back at Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's Five Stages of Grieving, it applies to this as well. You go through denial. How many people who have weight problems go through denial? They go through anger when they realize, oh my God, what did I do to myself? Or worse, why did you let me do this to myself? Then they go through bargaining when they try to do everything possible to exercise or lose the weight very quickly, and they realize that they can't do that. And then they go through depression when they find out it doesn't work. And hopefully at some point they'll go back and forth with this, and at some point they'll reach acceptance. And when they reach acceptance, hey, guess what? They realize they need to change the whole fabric of their life. And that's when they're ready to lose the weight and change everything and make it work.
So how do we change that? I mean, what are some of the changes we can make in our diet?
You have to, changes in the diet require changes in root causes. You have to understand what the root causes are. And those root causes are lack of self-confidence, fear of failure, perfectionism, being all things to all people, toxic relationship, job dissatisfaction, and abuse of all types. Those are the real root causes that put us in the cycle in the first place. So you have to set up an action plan to deal with these over time. And we talk about that in the book, and we talk about it in the cupping book as well. And then you also have to treat the triggers, the ones that put, you know, the cycle of obesity triggers that I spoke about. You have to treat those individually. And you do that by finding outlets, opportunities you take to lift your emotional thoughts, and there are tons of those. They have to require your intellect and your creativity. And what that does is that these are activities that increase the levels of hormones in your brain that make you feel just as good as if you're eating, but allow you to overcome them over time. And again, you're dealing with the action plan for the root triggers at the same time. And the last thing is treat the cravings. And you treat the cravings by managing the foods that you eat. Not all at once. You don't want to break all at once, but you got to do it slowly, little by little. Introducing better things in your diet, foods that are going to make you feel just as good little by little. One of the things you can do, for example, is instead of having 3 or 4 slices of pizza, you can take 1 slice of pizza or 2 slices of pizza, you shred some cabbage over it, you know, raw cabbage, and shred it really fine and just pour it over it. And that increases the bulk in your pizza, and you're going to end up eating less than 1 or 2 slices rather than 4 or 5. Because I know I was there. I used to eat 4 or 5 slices. So the little things that you can do just to control all three aspects. So the 3-pronged approach. You want to deal with the root causes, you want to deal with the triggers and the cravings.
So I'm hearing, first and foremost, you have to recognize you have a problem. To overcome that problem, you have to set goals, yes?
Oh, yes. And here's the one thing that I teach everybody, because we set all types of goals. We set goals, you know, we want to get to a certain weight. We want to set goals that we want to play with our kids. And those are all great. But what happens is when we get there, we pat ourselves on the back. And guess what? We stop. We let ourselves go. So the only goal is to keep the weight off, because this is a goal you have to work for every day. you're not obese, so you have to work for that goal every day. You know, otherwise you will gain weight. There's a gentleman that was on TV recently that he was a trainer, and he ate forcibly and gained about 70, 80 pounds. And then he lost it all back just to prove that point. So, see, even him, if he doesn't set the goal of keeping the weight off, he will gain the weight. So the only one and only goal is keep the weight off for good. And guess what? If that's your goal, the days that you don't gain any weight or lose any weight, it's zero. The net change is zero. You still met goal.
Doctor, you're asking people to show great self-discipline and willpower. That's not easy for us humans, is it?
It's not about willpower. Willpower only gets you so far. This is totally about determination. And determination is dependent on what we perceive as effort. So if we perceive the effort to be too much, our determination goes down. And that happens, you know, when you make your New Year's resolution. It happens all the time. However, my job and the job of people who help other people get through this is to show them that, yeah, the effort isn't so bad, that you can conquer it, you can break it down, and we'll show you how to get there.
So many aspects to weight loss and dieting and all that's related. Another book in the offing? Something else you want to write about related?
We have a follow-up book to this one, which is called The 7 Stages of Weight Loss Success, going from couch potato to fit and healthy. And that's going to go through a whole nutritional, fitness, self-help, and wellness program. It's going to go through 7 stages because we realize that each stage is different from the other. What applies to one stage is not going to apply to the next one. And so we go gradually.
He is Dr. Will Aguilar. He wrote a book called Why I Don't Lose Weight, and it is available now, correct?
Yes.
How do we find it?
Well, you can get it on Amazon, and you can get it on Kindle, and you can get it through our website, www.conqueringweightloss.com. And also, you can tune into the Dr. A Show, which is I have a weekly nationally syndicated radio show that involves all 7 root causes and national experts that come on and help you formulate plans and fixing those root causes.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.